Again, the 45,000 dealers who serve you with fire chief gasoline and other Texaco products present His Honor the Mayor of Texaco Town, Eddie Cantor.
Hello, Jimmy. Hello, everybody.
Eddie, what are you so happy about?
What am I happy about? It's our program for tonight. It's the greatest we've ever had. And funny, right here, the first line where I say to you, it's terrific, Jimmy.
Well, why are you laughing so?
Because I'm the only one who knows the answer. Oh, Jimmy, when you howl, this is so funny.
Stay where you are. Don't move, none of you. I got you covered.
Why, what? What's the matter?
Yeah, what's the idea?
Shut up. Listen, Cantor, what have you got in your hand?
Why, it's tonight's program. It's the funniest one we ever had.
Maybe, but you ain't gonna do it. Why? From now on, I'm furnishing the jokes for this program.
Well, what do you mean? You're a writer?
Sure, nothing but original stuff.
Yeah?
Now, here's one I made up last night about Social Security.
Yeah.
Wellington says to you, who was that lady I seen you with last night? And I say, and you say,
yeah,
that was no lady, that was my wife.
Yeah, but what has that got to do with Social Security?
Don't you get it? That joke is over 65.
Oh, my.
I got loads of it.
You have loads of them?
Yes, every time I open my mouth to tell them, the people scream with laughter.
Yeah, I don't blame them. Why don't you have your teeth fixed?
Shut up.
All right.
Now, you do what I tell you.
Yeah.
Here's the program I wrote for you.
Yeah.
Now, you read what it says there.
Yeah, but bump off Joe McGurk, rob bank, get rid of the hot bomb.
Oh, no, that's our schedule for tomorrow.
All right, I'll throw that away, yeah.
And here's the program I wrote, full of jokes.
Yeah, your jokes? Why, look, in my program, I had one about the Siamese twins.
Go on, Joe Penner did that joke.
Yeah, maybe, but he didn't do the joke about the Three Musketeers.
No, but Ed Wynn did that joke.
Yeah, well, you can't tell me that anybody did the joke about the Four Horsemen.
Sure, Stroopnagel and Bud did that
joke.
All old stuff.
Yeah.
But do you know the joke about the guy with the five daughters?
Do I know it? I'm the guy, and it's no joke.
Oh, boy, that's telling him, Eddie. Attaboy. Yeah, good for you.
Now, listen, Cantor, you think you're funny.
Yeah.
But I've got a good notion to blow your brains out.
Yeah, well, yeah, wait a minute.
Now, what have you got to say to that?
All I can say is you got a poor sense of direction. Take the gun away from my hip, will you please?
Now, what I said before still goes.
Yeah?
You're a punk as a comedian.
Listen, Eddie, don't let him intimidate you. Why don't you go up to him and knock him down? Go ahead.
Jimmy, I can't strike a man while he's standing.
No?
No, I'm a sit-down striker.
Stop gabbing.
Yeah?
I'm taking charge here from now on. Read my program just the way it was written.
Now, wait a minute. This has gone far enough. I'm the mayor of Texaco Town, and nobody's going to intimidate me.
Yeah?
Yeah. There's only one thing that'll make me do your program. And that's it.
Come on, get going or I'll not get dead.
All right. Look, I'll do your program, mister, but how do I know I'll get laughs with it?
Now, don't worry, Clam Face. I got that all fixed.
Yeah?
Hey, Spike, bring out the shotgun.
Okay, Chief.
Hey, Butch, bring in the machine gun.
Right, boss. Yeah,
wait a minute. You're not going to shoot me, are you?
No. Spike and Butch stand here, and if the people don't laugh at the jokes, we bump them off.
I get it. That's one way of making sure your jokes will kill the audience.
Yeah, and what's more, if you don't make the people laugh, we bump you off.
Huh?
Now, we're going in right here on the stage.
Yeah?
Mingle with the audience. See that those mugs laugh.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Gee, Eddie, what are you going to do?
I don't know. Look, ladies and gentlemen, you're my friends, I hope. If I ever made you happy, now is the time for you to reciprocate. Anyway, you're in as much trouble as I am. If I don't make you laugh, I get bumped off. And if you don't laugh, you get bumped off. So listen, every time I tell a joke, I'll put my hand to my nose like this. You see what I mean? And you laugh, and for heaven's sake, laugh loud, would you?
Eddie, here comes the tough guy now.
Now, don't forget, laugh. Don't forget now. Don't forget.
Come on, Gander, quit strolling. Do the program I gave you.
All right, I'll read the stuff that you wrote. Hello, pal. Hello, you mobsters. Wait a minute, fellas. I can't call my audience mobsters.
Go on and do it the way it's written. What are you, sissy? Go ahead.
Go ahead, Jimmy. Go ahead.
Well, Eddie, this is no time to be typewriting a letter.
Who's typewriting? My teeth are chattering. Jimmy, it's working. The audience laughed.
It's great work, Janet.
Yeah?
The people laugh.
Yeah.
But there's one mug up in the balcony that ain't even smiling.
Yeah?
I think we'll bump him off.
Oh, please don't.
Hey, boss, how'll I plug him? With a machine gun?
Or with a shotgun?
Or plug him with Texaco.
Texaco?
Yeah, that's the best plug you can get on this program.
Now go ahead with the program just as it's written.
All right. Start in, Jimmy. Read his program. Go ahead.
No more kidding about the California weather, Eddie. I saw a robin this morning.
That was no robin. It was a sparrow in red flannel underwear. Jimmy, it worked again. They're laughing.
Yeah, they're all laughing except this dame. She's got a sour puss.
Oh, yeah? Lady, I'm surprised at you. Why aren't you laughing? Don't you think the program is funny?
No, I can't laugh at anything you say.
Well, why not?
Because I'm Jack Benny's wife.
Oh.
I got a good mind to let her have it.
Listen, boys, don't do that, will you?
Ah, she's a dead pebble.
No, just a living stone.
That's a pretty good joke, can't it?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
What?
There's a girl in this row that ain't paying any attention. Yeah? I think we ought to give her the work.
Just a second. Look, before you do anything rash, let me talk to her. Young lady, listen, young lady, I can't understand why you're not laughing. Really, I think you're being very rude. And I must say that your upbringing has been sadly neglected. As a matter of fact, I imagine your father must be an ignoramus.
That's right, Daddy.
It's my daughter, Janet. How do you like her? I'll fix you good when I get you home, you hear that?
Get going, Cantor. I'm losing money.
What do you mean you're losing money? How?
I'm charging you $50 for every laugh you get from my joke.
Oh, my heavens. $50 for a laugh? It's a racket. $50 for a laugh. How do you... Stop laughing. You ruined me. $50 a laugh. What's the matter with you?
I can't help it.
Well, what's so funny to you?
Oh, I'm hysterical.
Well, why are you laughing?
Oh.
Listen to it. Mister, why are you laughing?
Did you hear Fred Allen's program last Wednesday? Oh.
Gee, but you're swell. When I say swell, I mean you're lovely as well. When I say lovely, I mean glorious too. I'm mad about you. You're about the grandest thing that I ever knew. You've got just what it takes. And I'll admit I get the luckiest break. And I mean lucky, for what else could it be? When a girl like you loves me, I mean it honestly. Gee, but you're swell. Gee, but you're swell. When I say swell, I mean you're lovely as well. When I say lovely, I mean glorious too. I'm mad about you. You're about the grandest thing that I ever knew. Darling, love's in the air. But for a city hall, that man will be there. And when we're set, he'll get his regular fee. And the next the five from me, I guarantee he'll say, gee, but you're swell.
Once the motorist uses Fire Chief, he seldom uses anything else. Because in Fire Chief, he gets the gasoline...
Hey,
he don't...
can the chatter.
Well, now, wait a minute. You don't understand. I'm supposed to tell the audience about our product.
Yeah, but we don't get you. Let Popeye do it so my mob will understand it.
All right, go ahead, Eddie. It's up to you.
All right, mister. See how you like this. I hope your mob will understand this. Listen, mugs, go straight. Go straight to your Texaco dealer and have him pump your tank full of Fire Chief gasoline. You can get more miles to the gallon. And your pals will be happy to be taken for a ride. Using Texaco product rubs out all engine trouble. Don't get dirt in your motor, because grime doesn't pay. If you want more mileage when you're doing a long stretch, go to any station that flashes a red star in the shape of a copper's badge. Use our grease and your brakes will never be squealers. Police! Police!
Are you hollering, copper?
No, I was just saying police. Please go to your nearest Texaco dealer. Put your car on the spot and say, gee, man, you've got the goods that I want. Come across with that Fire Chief gas. Thanks.
Now listen, Mr. Louis the Weasel. Do you want me to continue with your program?
Sure.
Hey, boss, why don't you let me tell a joke? My mother's listening in.
Oh. Yeah, go ahead, let him.
Okay, go on and crack it.
Yeah, well, if you've heard this one before, just stop me. There was two Irishmen, Pat and Mike.
I guess you heard it. Go ahead, take them out. Oh, well, Bobby Breen, well. Daddy.
Daddy, was that a shot?
No, it was one of our jokes that went over with a bang.
Did you write the joke, Daddy?
No, Bobby, this gentleman did. Bobby, I want you to meet Professor... What's your name?
Louis the Weasel.
Yeah, this is Bobby Breen. Bobby, meet the French professor, Louis the Weasel.
Come on, crack some more jokes.
Well, from an economic standpoint, I think it would be much more economical if the youngster would eke out a canonical song, don't you think?
Shall I sing When My Dreamboat Comes Home?
Yes, Bobby. You know, Boy Scout Week begins today. I think it would be nice if we dedicated this song to the future citizens of our country, the Boy Scouts of America.
When my dream boat comes home, when my dreams no more will roam, I will make you hungry too.
Have the kid do a hunk of an opera, will you?
Daddy, Bobby. Let's see. Who wants to speak? Go ahead.
Say, Daddy, let's do the aria Love Don't Immobile.
You want to do it? Okay. Love Don't Immobile, qualcuno al vento, muta de cento.
E di pensiero, sempre un amabile, lei si ha trovito. In pianto un riso e menzognevo.
La donna immobile, qual fiume al vento, muta de cento.
E di pensiero.
Not bad at these prices.
E di pensiero.
With all these gorillas around, I wish I had my friend, one punk Ben Bernie. I want you to do something for me, Bobby.
I will do it right away.
Go out to the telephone and call up Ryan Dunleavy.
I will call Ryan Dunleavy.
La-ha-dee, 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 la-
Tell me, boys, how did you like it?
It was okay, but the guy in the control room says he can't understand you.
Oh, send him out here. I'll make him understand me. Come on out. Listen, Mr. Control Man, come on out here, will you please? What do you mean? Say, listen, this fella claims that you can't understand me.
So what? I thought if he wants to say it, so he said it, so you heard it, so you got it. You think, sue me. What are you going to get? Nothing.
Listen, all I want to know is, was there anything wrong with my song?
No, yes, your song, it was good. I like it.
Yeah?
It was swell, you know.
Yeah?
And when you opened, it was marvelous.
Yeah.
And your singing.
Yeah.
It was rotten.
My singing was rotten?
Oh, the pity of it. Yeah. Well, maybe it wasn't rotten. Maybe it was written rotten, because if they write it, they oh, Fig Newton.
Yep. Now, look, what kind of a man is that? I don't know. Look, let me sing for you, and you can judge for yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Ready, and ya,
Wait a minute. Hey, if anybody out there has a hunting license, what are you waiting for?
Yep. Look, are you or aren't you going to listen to my song?
Oh, push button.
Yep.
It's hard. You see, you're singing horizontal.
Yep.
I'm listening vertical. So you think... Oh, I'll give you a hit in the head in a minute.
Oh, I can see. I can see you know a lot about music. Why don't you go back to the farm?
Oh, plow.
Yep.
I'm a musician. I'm a musician on a farm. See, when a farmer gave me a hoe and he asked me to rake the hay, I used to hide it under the barn.
Yep, but why?
Because when they went hey hey, I used to hide the hoe.
Yep.
Hey, it's a joke. You get it? See, everything's a joke. Even my father and mother, they got married for a joke.
Yeah.
And here I am.
Yep.
Want to make something out of it?
No, look, I think it's too late to make anything out of it. Why don't you stop acting like a dope?
Who's acting?
Yep.
If I want it, so maybe I'll have to. The big boss, he said to me, do you think you... So I couldn't. I didn't. You wouldn't get it. So what, can I help it?
What is this? Double talk? What is this? Look, will you do me a favor?
Yes.
From now on, speak English and stop talking shorthand.
Shorthand? Someday... Oh, I'll give you another hit in the head in a minute.
Look here, Mr. Control Man. Look, I want to know your name.
Oh, you mean my maiden name or just my cognomen?
Look, you still don't understand. What do people call you?
I'm sorry if I gave you that impression. Hey, take my wife. Why should you take her? She's my wife. She wanted me. She got me. She stuck.
Yep. Look, you take my wife either. Yeah. She married me. She got stuck. I mean, I got stuck. I mean, she's got five boys. I mean, I've got five. Oh, I'll give you a hit in the head.
You give me a hit. I'll give you a mangle in a minute.
I'll mangle your back. How do you like that? Look, all I want to know is your name. Everybody has one. Jimmy Wallington, that's his name. Jack Renard, that's his name. Even me, I've got a name.
Sure, I know you. Hiya, Al Jolson.
Yep. Al Jolson, I'm Eddie Cantor. This is the Texaco program.
I don't care. When I get a pass, I go anywhere.
Yep. Yeah, they should give you a pass to an insane asylum.
Sure. As soon as I get the pass, I'll pay you a visit.
Yep. Look, we're not getting anywhere.
We're not going anyplace,
yep.
You know. Last night I had a date with my wife, see,
yep.
And I forgot where I told her I was supposed to meet her.
Yep.
I forgot whether I was supposed to meet her 7 o'clock on 8th Street or 8 o'clock on 7th Street. Yep.
So tell me, so what did you do?
So I went to 6th Street at 10 o'clock.
Yep. Oh, come on. I'm glad he's gone. Tell me, Louie the Weasel, why didn't you stop him from gabbing so much?
So I was standing there, so he was talking here, so I don't want to get a hit in the head.
Now, look, it says here in the program that you gave me that you want a hot singer.
Hot? She's got a sizzle.
Look, I've got a singer that'll melt the hearts of you and your whole mob.
Ah, blowtorch singer. Fetch her in.
Come in, Deanna. Come in and sing for the professor.
Me. Darling, I keep on repeating it, but I must say, honestly, you thrill me to death, just as you do these people. Every time I get choked up, honestly, you're grand. You really are.
Wait a minute, Tanner. What are you doing? Giving us a double cross?
Why?
We want a Sophie Tucker, and you give us a hunk of sponge cake.
Yeah, but you don't realize.
Now shove them big words down your throat, why you?
Wait a minute! They know my throat. Why you? You're choking me.
Take your hands off him.
Knuckles, the big boss.
It's the killer.
Eddie, Bobby Breen gave me a message.
Gee, thanks for coming over.
Listen, you mugs, I want you to lay off this program. Cantor's a pal of mine. I'll give you some new territory. You go over to Jack Benny right away.
Oh, no.
Don't send us there.
Oh, no.
You'll go and like it.
Please, we'll do anything. We'll bump off a guy. We'll crack a safe. But don't send us to Jack Benny.
Hiya, Yellow. You're afraid of Jack Benny.
No, it ain't that, boss. We just don't want to hear him play the B on his violin.
Get out.
No!
Get out!
No!
Oh, Brian Dunleavy, I want to tell you something. You are a lifesaver. I didn't know you were this tough away from pictures.
Oh, yeah, Eddie, I'm tough on and off the screen.
Well, you know, Brian, I'm no sissy myself. When I was 5 years old, they had to play strip poker with me in order to get me to bed.
Yeah. You know, Eddie, yet I frightened the life out of you in your last picture, Strike Me Pink.
Yes, sir, you certainly scared me to death on that roller coaster.
Did you ever have a greater menace, Eddie?
Only once, in the picture, The Kid from Spain. The bull tried to throw me over the fence.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, Eddie, I guess he was trying to get even with you. He probably heard you throw the bull over the radio.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what... I'll give you a hit in the head in a minute.
Don't you try. Remember, I'm tough on and off the screen. I'm not afraid of any human being alive, man, woman, or beast.
Oh, Mrs. Dunleavy, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you, Eddie Cantor.
Oh, hello, darling.
Don't you darling me. The idea of you leaving the house without doing the dishes.
Oh, but honey, I didn't know...
Oh, yes. Yesterday you didn't do the windows. Today you didn't do the laundry. I suppose tomorrow you won't scrub the floor.
I guess you're tough on and off the screen, all right.
Eddie, you know, this is just...
I know, I'm married, too.
Brian Dunleavy, you come home with me right now or I'll give you a hit in the head.
Yes,
goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd just like to ask you something. Do you ever eat before you hit the hay? Well, don't. I did the other night, and now I say, I won't. Because I had a nightmare, a dream so confusing, let me tell you about it. You might find it amusing. I saw Winchell and Bernie in the swellest cafes, throwing things at each other. Then I went in a daze, for they'd given up brickbats and were tossing bouquets. In my dream of the radio, I saw Amos and Andy, and it surely seemed queer. They were cast with the Goldbergs, and this fell on my ear. Yoo-hoo, Mrs. Goldberg, the Kingfish is here. In my dream of the radio, all the voice of experience was worried so sick. He discovered a question that he couldn't quite lick.
So he called Gracie Allen up and she turned the trick in my dream of a radio. And the town crier Wolcott, he was present, of course. He played Renfrew of the Mounted, that he-man of great force. And our own Jack Renard played the part of the horse in my dream of the radio. There was Kate Smith in pink tights, balanced up on her toes, in a red hot Kazowski, dancing with Major Bowes, while Schnauzola Durante led the band with his nose in my dream of the radio. And Jack Benny gave concerts when the curtain was rung. Up in Carnegie Hall, a million wisecracks were flung. But then Jack played the bee and Freddie Allen got stung in my dream of the radio. Martha Ray was there singing, and the crowd gave a shout when she started in singing, and she opened her mouth. For inside there was Whiteman playing I'm Going South in my dream of the radio. Eddie Cantor was missing, and it didn't seem fair, but still Eddie was happy, and he just didn't care, because Ida surprised him with a fine son and heir in my dream of the radio. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight I want to say a few words about a great industry, aviation. During the recent floods, airline companies generously offered their services to the Red Cross and other flood relief agencies. Food, warm clothing, medical supplies, serums, doctors, and nurses were flown into the stricken area. Aviation is a comparatively young industry, yet the businessmen at its head have in a short time developed a network of airlines second to none the world over. Last year, over 1 million passengers were carried over our great national airlines, totaling a distance of almost 400 million passenger miles.
Well, Eddie, that's certainly a fine record, and one in which we, too, can take reasonable pride, because three-quarters of the nation's major airlines use one or more Texaco products. And this preference for Texaco should mean a great deal to every motorist, too.
And now, before the evening ends, may I remind you that if you have not sent your contribution to the Red Cross for flood relief, do it at once. If you've already given, give again. Give. Give. And thank God you're on the giving instead of the receiving end.
I love to spend each Sunday with you. As friend to friend, I'm sorry it's true. Good night.
Be sure to listen again next Sunday evening at the same time for Eddie Cantor in Texaco Town, direct from Hollywood. In the meantime, whenever you hear the siren and bell, think of Texaco Fire Chief Gasoline. James Wallington speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Nine p.m. BULOVA, Bulova Watch Time. WABC, New York.